You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
And you're hanging out with two divas and a margarita on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. And I am Diva Tosh.
And I am Diva Cass. Happy Sunday.
Yeah. 1 week before Super Bowl, I think.
Is it?
I'm not a football player, but that's what they tell me. they said Super Bowl's next. Is it next week? I think it is.
It's usually like February 5th or something.
It's coming up.
Yeah, it's coming up.
Who's in the Super Bowl?
I'm pretty sure the Patriots are, but other than that, I don't even know.
You don't know either, do you?
I watch for the Lions, but I work on Sundays now, so I can't even really enjoy it.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Well, we're going to welcome. Today, we are talking about weed and the legalization of marijuana in the U.S. today. And we have a special guest with us, Henry.
Hello.
How you doing, Henry?
I'm pretty good. Rocking and rolling.
Are you?
Yeah.
Henry, I thought I heard you say you were a grower. Are you a grower?
I trimmed for some people out on the West Coast.
I trimmed the leaves.
Yeah, I made it look nice. I don't have the capital right now to operate my own grow.
But okay.
I've helped out in different ways, though, you know, in the whole process.
So we're definitely going to dive into that a little deeper. But
let's do it.
We want to introduce our engineer, Sarah, today.
Sarah.
Hi.
Hey, Sarah.
Sarah, this is our first time with you.
Yeah.
So you say you've been here a few weeks and you enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And Sarah, feel free to jump right in there.
Okay.
If you know anything about marijuana.
Thoughts, opinions. Cass.
Yes.
How has your week been?
It was a very, very busy week for me.
Really?
Work-wise, but I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I did have my last, session of laser hair removal.
Oh,
nice.
Do tell.
Yeah.
It's
officially done, and I want to start on another part of my body now. So we'll save you all the details. But
so you're bald in that area, whatever that area is.
Yeah, no carpet, hardwood floors.
Okay.
I should try that. Oh, cool.
It's
like low maintenance,
cool.
You know
low
what I'm saying?
Maintenance.
Yeah, that way you don't have to keep coming back to it.
I am all about low maintenance.
Yeah. So you're putting what's the razor's name? Gillette.
Schlitt.
Yeah,
all
so
of
you're putting them out of
I'm
business.
I'm sick of it.
You are no longer a customer.
I'm still a customer, but I'm slowly moving towards not being a customer.
Okay.
So,
So there you have
and
it.
And then I had a new dentist this week.
Ooh.
Yeah. So my sister is my hygienist for over 15 years, and she got another job, so she couldn't do all the family's teeth anymore. So I went to my new dentist, and they had a sign. They said, "Welcome new patient Cassandra." And I was like, oh, they care.
I'm taking
they care
personal.
About me.
That's always good.
Does that mean my dentist doesn't care about me? They sure as hell didn't give me a sign.
When you were a new patient?
No.
Uh-huh.
They just treat
pick
me,
a number, like
they
wait
just
in
treat
line.
Me like any other long term sent me a bill. Actually, my dentist is not in the network. So
you're going out of network to see
I
this
always
dentist.
Have a
you're
bill.
You're paying more.
Yeah.
You must really like them. And they can't fucking put your name on a sign?
Nope. No name.
That's bull.
No nothing. You know what? I got to think about this for a minute. It ain't right.
All right. I guess we're going to jump into it. So basically, weed, pot, grass, bud, herb, kush, chronic, Mary Jane, reefer, ganja. It just goes on and on and on and on. Give me some, because I know you know some. That's just a few that I know.
Yeah, I usually call it chronic or something like that. You know, some chiba, whatever you want to call it.
I've never heard of that.
Back to the 70s. I don't know. There's a bunch of names for it. I usually just call it weed, though.
Wait a minute. Henry, what do you know about the 70s?
I can only speculate, but
He's got a little bit of 70s thing going on.
I've heard that. Yeah. I'm into that whole, you know.
He's got a man bun.
I guess. I don't think that's very 70s, though.
No.
That's more like, I feel like that's more new age type thing.
Yeah.
But they wore their hair longer in the 70s.
Yeah, I'm trying to grow mine out. I'm just at a weird spot. Right, I haven't like cut it in like a year and a half. I just do I just buzz it and then I'll let it grow out. So I'm just kind of like feeling it out.
I don't trust it. How's the girlfriend liking it?
I think she says she likes it, but at the same time, I'm thinking that she's maybe like kind of holding in some. I feel like
why wouldn't she just say
she hasn't
I don't
come
like
right
she,
out and told you how she really feels?
Yeah, I feel like she's being nice because I've heard her, voice her resentment towards man buns and stuff like that before. I'm just doing it because it's practical, you know. So.
She might think you're doing it to spite her.
Maybe not to spite her, but maybe she thinks I'm like, you know, trying to get with the times and all that.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I can really care less.
But she loves you.
She does, yeah.
So and she's I'll accept that man.
He was confident about that answer. He was like, she does.
and he
loves her. Yeah, we live together, you know. Like,
so there's
got to
be something
there. Yeah, we better fucking love each other.
Let me ask you this. Does she have long hair?
Mm-hmm.
If she cut her hair, would you have an opinion on that?
She talked about shaving her head, and like I would have been into it no matter what. But I was definitely like, I like the way that you look with long hair because she has beautiful like black hair right now. But you know, she's dyed it and stuff. She's dyed it like green and pink and these crazy colors. But she's getting like a natural.
So you were down with all the colors?
I was down with the colors.
Okay,
yes.
You are daring. You will try things in your home.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I've never dyed my hair, but you know, I think it looks cool sometimes. Okay. I'm keeping the all natural, you know. I like my hair.
And he's being open minded about it. I like.
Yeah,
that.
I'm into it.
I like it.
Your hair looks really nice, by the way.
Thank you, Henry. I think you're
wearing it different than last time.
I don't remember what I did.
It was a while ago. Now that I'm thinking about it, it was before Christmas.
I don't
remember
that far back.
I think her hair looks very nice,
yeah,
curly
really
too.
Thank
nice.
You.
Yeah, let the curls shine.
Oh, look at Henry.
Watch out.
All right, so marijuana is the most widely used illegal drug in the United States. No doubt about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
You know, so in the streets of three states, Alaska, Colorado, and Washington, the sale and possession of marijuana is legal for both medical and non-medical use. Legalization is pending in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Washington, D.C. has legalized personal use, but not commercial sale.
Damn, you're up to date with all that. That's awesome.
She did her homework. She's good.
That's where I was in Oregon when I told you that I trimmed. There's a huge collective community out there of growers and stuff.
Really?
That they don't want it to be legalized because when it becomes legalized, that actually means that it gives room for like big kind like corporations.
Absolutely.
Because there's certain licenses and like FDA approval things that certain like growers that just grow in their backyard can't really keep up with.
Right.
So it'll be like a kind of a commercialization of the whole thing, which kind of sucks for the people that are just doing it for their own personal.
Wait a minute. These people that are growing it, these growers. Yeah. In Oregon or wherever they are, who are they growing it for? Just your personal use? That would be a lot of marijuana if they need you to trim it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, the one that I worked for was all completely like they were selling pretty much all of it. There's people that make money off it, but there's also people that just kind of, you know, it's just part of the culture out there. So they're just, you know, it grows really easily out there in Northern California, like through Washington. Mm-hmm. It's like they call it the Emerald Triangle because you could just like put weed, like a seed out in the forest and it'll just kind of start to grow on its own.
Kind of cool. Kind of like the Emerald City.
So it has the right atmosphere for weed.
That's Seattle, right?
Give us those states again, Cass.
Alaska, Colorado, Washington, and Oregon and Washington, D.C. has legalized personal use but not commercial use.
Okay. For some reason, I feel like Vegas should have been on the list. It's legal in Vegas, isn't
it? I think it might be recreationally, or it might have not. Like
for some reason, I feel like you could walk down the strip in Vegas and walk into a store and
just buy it without having like a card.
I know in Michigan, it's
still medical, so you need your card.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy to get. It just costs money, like $160
to get the card.
I still haven't done it. I'm just like lazy about it. I just, I just need to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, I'm going to be honest. I don't smoke weed. Do you smoke?
Yes.
Henry?
Yes.
Henry, you smoke?
No.
How about you, Sarah?
No, I don't. No.
So you're the only weed smoker.
Yep. Holding it down.
I have drug testing at my company.
And I used to, and I don't now. And so I have a friend who recently just started smoking weed, but he actually started with brownies.
That's cool.
Yeah, he said they were very potent brownies. And now, like, this guy was, like, is a very healthy guy. Mm-hmm. So when he started smoking, because, you know, like, don't put anything in my body, blah, blah, blah.
I'm surprised he even eats brownies.
I know. You know, he is very healthy and into his body. So I was a little surprised when he told me, you know, yeah, I'm eating brownies and this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. And the last time you were in the studio with us,
yeah,
you guys had this pen. What is that?
That's like a little, like a vapor pen or mm-hmm. like an oil pen. It's essentially just like the condensed version of what you're smoking when you smoke an actual weed bud. Mm-hmm. It's all just like concentrated THC, mm-hmm. put it into an oil form.
Wait, when you say you're pulling this oil out of the...
I'd consider me old school. I don't have, like, they call it doing dabs. That's when you take the oil uh-huh. and you make it through this crazy process of
blending,
there's ways where you can just do a heat compress on uh-huh. it, where you take an actual little nug of weed and then put that. People do it at home with wax paper and, mm-hmm. you know, those little hair straightener things that you guys might use. I don't know if you ever use
hair.
Yeah, one of those, if you have one, take a weed bud and some some wax paper and you mm-hmm. put it in there, and the heat will press out all the delicious
oil.
Yeah, THC. And then the bud itself is just plant matter at that point. So,
Henry, tell me a little bit about what is THC, because I honestly don't know.
I think it stands for tetrahydrocannabinol. Okay. And it is... It's what gets you, that's what makes you high. That's the activating compound that would interfere with your brain, I think. Mm-hmm. See, I'm not like there's a lot of, like, in the new age of, like, legalization and weed culture and uh-huh. stuff, there's a lot of, there's people that are way more into it than I am, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? I play music, I like to smoke weed, you know, I got a Super Nintendo, I just like to chill out and smoke, right. But I'm definitely interested in the whole process of growing and stuff mm-hmm. like that, so.
Tell us about, when was the first time you tried it?
First time I tried it was with my friends. I was like 15 or something mm-hmm. like that.
Was it just curiosity at that time?
Yeah, my one friend started smoking it, and I was like concerned at first because I was like, dude, like, what are you doing with your life, man?
You're a loser.
I know, yeah. And I would come over, and his eyes would be all like red and glazed over, and I was like, dude, something's different about him, man. Like, I don't know what's up with him. And then one time, it was just like the perfect storm. Like, me and him and my other really close friend went and saw like a movie or something. And then what you see in movies when mm-hmm. you see like teenagers smoking weed, that's mm-hmm. like what we were that night. Just complete like.
It hit us so hard.
Not even, it was, for me, it was the curiosity. And like, I knew that my parents smoked weed. So I was like,
they let you know that?
Yeah. Like, I knew that from a pretty, not my mom, but I knew that my dad did from like a pretty early age. So I was like, you know, he's doing it. Yeah, smoking doobies and all that stuff.
And then the prerequisite for this movie was that you had to be high to watch it, right?
Yeah. Well,
it was one of those movies.
Yeah. We watched The Iron Giant and it was awesome.
That's a cartoon.
Right? I know. It's a dark cartoon. I haven't watched it since that night.
It's dark cartoon if you're high.
Yeah, yeah. I know. It was ridiculous, though. It was like, I don't think I'll ever... I've definitely gotten stoned like that before, but like the first time is always just like, it's entering into a way... It makes your body feel like something that you hadn't experienced. Because, mm-hmm. you know, you don't really do many drugs. I'm sure there's some crazy kids out there that do it when they're younger. But for mm-hmm. me, that was the first time I had, like, inebriated myself. So mm-hmm. I was like, this is fucking crazy. You know, just it feels, and it's, you know, it, like, there's not, like, a hangover, like, with mm-hmm. with alcohol. So that's why I kind of.
Okay, so what caused you to continue today? Is it just having that moment that puts you into that relaxed state?
It doesn't even really relax me, to be honest. If anything, I know a lot of people my age, like a lot of my friends that are where I'm like 24, just turned 24. And I know a lot of my friends used to smoke a lot of pot, mm-hmm. but now they're saying like, yeah, I don't really do it anymore. It kind of makes me paranoid. It makes mm-hmm. me anxious. And it definitely, like, it takes me to the point of that, but I kind of like that because it's like this weird state of mind that I've just kind of come, maybe it's like out of habit or something, but I don't know. I just like doing it.
How often do you do it?
I smoke weed every day.
Every
single day, yeah.
So, like, in the morning?
Yeah.
So you don't have drug testing at work, apparently.
No, no. My job completely allows free reign for pretty – I'm not going to say what it is. They don't know, you know, allegedly.
I don't know why I feel a little jealous right now.
My job, it's not for everybody, but I'm just able to kind of do it at my own – I'm an independent contractor per se, so I make my own hours and stuff, so it's always nice.
Cool. So let me say this. Me and Tosh have had this discussion about legalization. It's not that I'm for smoking weed or whatever, but I do not understand why it's not legal and alcohol is legal. I totally do not get that. It makes no sense whatsoever. I have the stats on, first of all, you can't overdose from smoking weed.
No.
That's number one.
No,
the amount of weed you'd have to smoke.
I'm pulling something up in regards to this.
Nobody could smoke that amount of weed.
Yeah.
So that's number one. Typically, you can't kill anyone else. So I do have some stats from the Center for Disease Control. And this is a government agency, the CDC. 88,000 deaths are annually attributed to excess alcohol use. So just too much alcohol use. And every day, almost 30 people in the United States die in a motor vehicle crash that involves alcohol impaired drivers. That's a lot of people. Nobody dies from marijuana. Why is alcohol legal and marijuana isn't? What do you think?
Well, it comes back to one kind of thing that happened in the 1910s and 1920s, apparently. This is what I've learned. And that's that I was trying to search up the prohibition type thing kind of was like what led to it. I tried to search up the guy's name, but I can't think of it. I don't know what to search. But there was this dude that owned he was one of the largest paper company owners because that's when like the printed press and all these things, journalism and all like people were kind of communicating through faxing, but you know, like paper was huge. And so all these hemp growers were trying to like hemp was a better product than what they were using for paper. And this guy essentially tried to put hemp like under the cart, like just kind of tried to swipe it under the rug because he wanted to keep making, you know, paper out of trees or whatever. And I sound crazy right now talking about this because I can't think of the guy's name.
That's okay.
Yeah,
call him Bob.
Yeah, I'll call him Bob. But I know that it was like for completely like mundane reasons. It wasn't like because they didn't want people to get high as much as this dude didn't want the market to interfere with, you know, his business.
Okay.
So it was pretty crazy.
I think part of it, too, is the war on drugs was targeting, you know, minority communities. And, you know, it's really the amount of, I mean, we're such a mass incarcerated country. And I think the prison industrial complex has a huge toll on that because they have like a minimum that they have to keep in prison or our government gets fined by the private owners. So
really?
I think that they,
I did not know that.
They're privately owned. So if they don't keep the prisons full, our government has to pay like billions of dollars
to
these corporations. Yeah. So by keeping marijuana illegal, we're keeping it criminalized. We're making it easier to maintain our
minorities
levels.
Especially me because everybody drinks alcohol. There is no everybody drinks alcohol.
To legalize weed at the same time you're increasing the tax revenues.
And then what do you do with everyone in jail?
That were put in there for drug charges and small stuff. The fact that prisons,
it's a good point. Should be decriminalized, I think. But it would cost us a lot of money to do that.
Yeah, it's a no victim crime. There's a lot of stuff like that where like traffic violations and stuff like that. Because I was on probation because I got busted with a little bit of pot, and it was like the whole process.
Now you're in the system.
Yeah, now I'm in the system. Dude, I had to like go to jail for 3 days because I...
crazy.
Dude, I even talked to some of the deputies that like when you have to go in to do drug testing for probation, the dude was like... He was like, dude, you realize that you're in a system that's like meant to like... You're supposed to fail. They just want to get as much money out of you as possible. And it's really unfortunate, but like... it's just, yeah, it's, it feels like it's kind of, there's always going to be some dude who's like, no, we can't, yeah. You know, we don't want to, there's always somebody trying to profit off it. It's really where the money is, I think.
But it's moving in that direction.
It definitely is, because Colorado, I don't know if it's just like I'm reading the headlines on like the right Facebook videos or what, but it seems like every time I hear stuff about the Colorado, like Denver economy after they made weed completely decriminalized and legal, like it's, they're making a shit ton of like extra tax. Yeah, they're taxing like 18%.
But hey, they tax tobacco.
Yeah, people don't care. Yeah.
No, nobody cares about that.
Dude, as long as I don't get arrested, like I can buy an 8er for, you know, $60. They're like, fuck it, you know.
And the government gets their money. Everybody's happy. Mm-hmm. So it is moving in that direction.
Yeah, I'd say so. It's what it seems like. I mean, but
I think it's really unfair, though. Like, if you have a kid who gets caught with like a joint in his pocket and you're going to ruin some kid's life over like a little bit of weed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, I do agree with that.
That's excessive.
It's unfair. Like super I said, when unfair. You think even opioids, look at all the overdoses from prescription drugs. A doctor is giving this to, prescribing this legally to people. But weed is illegal.
Yeah.
It's insane.
They do prescribe, my grandpa, when he was going through cancer, they do prescribe THC pills now for people who are going through chemo, which helps with like the nausea and stuff. It doesn't work for everyone, but they do prescribe that now and they get that from weed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's
true.
Okay. We're going to go to break, I think, in a minute. We're about to go to break. Cool. But when we come back, I definitely want to talk about some of the health benefits. Okay. Of marijuana, the pros and the cons.
Let's talk pros, cons. Let's talk pot. Let's do it.
Let's do it. We'll be right back after this song. Enjoy.
Cool.
And we are back having a fun discussion with Henry. We are talking about the legalization of weed.
Marijuana. And, Kush.
Is that Warren G? Or that we were listening to? No, who was that?
That is the.
I think that is Warren G.
No, it's not.
It's not.
It's the food. There's something.
It doesn't say.
Oh.
I got 5 on it.
Yeah.
By unknown.
I think that's Warren G, though.
It sounded like
Wait,
some
hold
smooth.
On.
Like,
I'm telling you, it's not Warren G.
Yeah, I don't know. Everybody knows that song, but I don't
Loon
know.
Loon is?
Who.
The Loon. Yeah.
That's oh.
The Loonies. I don't even know Loonies. Who that is.
Weird. Yeah, I didn't know who they were.
But you know the song.
Where did we leave off? We were going to talk about the health benefits.
And the negatives.
And the pros and cons. Yeah.
You know, Henry was just talking to us about THC. So we'll talk a little bit about the negative effects of smoking marijuana.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Marijuana is a plant with a psychoactive ingredient called THC. THC causes a number of psychological and physiological effects, slows the brain, and stimulates the appetite. It also raises heart rate and causes intense feeling of anxiety and paranoia.
That sounds like my Friday night. Oh, my God.
Like you were just telling us about.
Yeah.
Sometimes your friends are like, we get too paranoid, a little anxious there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, well, I guess it's all the way you look at it. That's most people's negative effect.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. What I've come to decipher about that, like talking about the anxiety, it's like I think everybody likes to smoke weed when they're in their teens or in their early 20s or, you know, when you're like, you know, when you're younger in life, because my opinion is like maybe less things have happened to you. You know, you've been fired less times. You've been broken up with. There's not as much. You haven't been damaged as much by society. Yeah. So I think what happens when people start smoking weed once they get older is like, it for me, it kind of, it's almost like this, when you get high, it kind of puts you a little bit more in the moment where you're focused on stuff that you usually don't focus on. Like, oh, my heart's beating. Like, that's weird. Or like, does this person like me? Like, you think about all this shit that you don't usually
think
of.
So your mind is racing.
Yeah, it kind of, I think there's a way, though, when you understand that that is happening, I feel like everybody vibes with, you know, like certain things. Some people don't vibe with pot and all that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think it's really, I think that's what it comes down to. It's like,
adults,
you got to try it. And, you know, if you don't like it, that's cool, too.
I think the adults, too, tend to not smoke as much because they have a job. And a lot of jobs do drug testing, like we just talked about.
Yeah.
And they have a ton of things to do, which they can't be in a different state of mind dealing with the many things that you have to. Whereas the teenagers are kind of like.
Yeah, they don't really have shit to do. They're like, dude, I got to play like video games. Then I got to meet up with Matt. Like, just like, it's like so simple.
I think weed makes video games better.
Oh my God, I know. I recently found an old Super Nintendo and I've been playing.
Wow, playing that's like Super a throwback.
Dude, it's awesome. That's where my life has been lately. Just kind of.
Okay, dude, does anybody know here, anybody whose life has been completely messed up because of marijuana? Like, your life is just, marijuana jacked your life up.
I know one guy. I can't say his name.
No, please don't.
Yeah, I can't say his name, but he's just this.
We'll call him Bob.
We'll call him Bob. I went to high school with him, and he was one of the first people I knew that had, like,
an addiction?
Not an addiction, but there was, you would start buying like weed in high school and you would get this like downtown brown looking like weed with seeds and stems in it. Uh-huh. You're like, dude, what is this? It's like that was called like regs or like regos. Uh-huh. Then you start to, you know, meet some more people. Then you start getting some like mids or some chronic.
And it's all shitty. Did you go to?
Berkeley. And so it's next city over, but it's all kind of like shitty weed. But then you meet like one weird dude who's got like, he opens like, there's like, they carry it in a mason jar and like you can smell it when he opens it from across the room. You're like, oh shit. And this was the first guy that I met that had the
dopest. So he's been smoking the good stuff for a long time.
And all I know now, like, he used to be kind of cool. He was always kind of weird. He was cool. Like, we would go to nature trails and like, you know, smoke weed and like just do weird stuff. And like last I heard from him, he's just like still living with his parents and he gained like an abnormal amount of weight.
You think the weed did this?
I don't think it was the weed. What I think happened is the weed led him to do other psychedelics that maybe he didn't vibe with. And I think he already had a predisposition for like maybe some sort of bipolar or something. Mm-hmm. But I think he went down a route of drugs too early that potentially.
It's a lifestyle choice. He just made bad lifestyle choices.
Exactly. Because he was just,
know that bipolar and weed is a really good mix, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't say
I think that's like destined to.
Exactly. Yeah, I think
live
that,
with your parents for the rest of your life.
Yeah, for real. I don't know if
by person basis, but I think a lot of like mental disorders are like hit or miss with weed. Like you got to be really careful. Yeah,
or any drug.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I think if you really look at like if you were to take if like if I was somebody that had something like that, if you look at it like a in a controlled experiment, you could try it, you know, like if somebody's in that, like if you know somebody that maybe could be benefited from trying pot. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it's a lot of people don't do it in the right way. They just kind of do it willy nilly. But if you were to actually try it like medically, I don't do it that way, so I can't talk. But I know there's people that take like they find the right perfect dose of an edible that they can take every day. They don't really get high.
Yeah.
But it kind of just helps them physically. Maybe
it helps with seizures.
Yep, exactly.
Okay.
Actually, I have a little list here. It helps with Crohn's disease, epilepsy, multiple sclerosis, migraines, post-traumatic stress disorder, cancer, problems due to chemotherapy, and a lot more. So, I mean, there are some pros.
There's a lot of pros. As far from what I've heard, I think it's something that can help people cope, you know?
I actually think, and please don't quote me on this, I think we had on Channel 4, one of our news people had to leave the state of Michigan and move to Chicago because she was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, and she's on a committee trying to legalize weed because this is something that's really benefited her condition. And I do believe she's public about it. I think she used to be on Channel 4, and her name was Q. They called her Q. And so, you know, I know that the THC or whatever is something that's really helping her condition right now, so.
Okay, yeah, so
you, that's awesome.
So for you to only know one person, now, I don't even think it's the weed.
Yeah,
that really messed this dude up.
I know, dude. That's
dude,
what I was
you
gonna
said
say.
It was weird as soon in high school.
I know.
Anyway.
I know. Once I started to say the story, I'm sorry if I just maxed that out. By the way, I know you're fine. Talking really loud, but I think, yeah, a lot of the times I really
like if
am,
a really weird person is taking drugs,
yeah,
it's like, okay.
And people, I think, want to put a blame to stuff, or they want to, you know, they want to say it was the weed that did this. But
yeah.
I think a lot of the times what it does is you're still going to be the same person, you know, it almost enhances maybe certain aspects of you more than anything.
Like
so.
What? Like what does it enhance for you?
For me, I would be lying if I said there wasn't negatives as well as positives. Like, so I'll go with the negatives first.
Okay, cool.
Like if when I do smoke, I definitely get paranoid, mm-hmm. like in a weird way where I start to become maybe hypercritical of myself, mm-hmm. and I get like a little, I go down maybe a rabbit hole where I like start to think like, oh man.
Why do
like,
I have this man no, bun?
Yeah. Why do I, what am I doing to myself? But no, I start thinking about like some weird thing that I did.
You start
like,
closing all the blinds in your house and think that somebody's
that.
Outside
no, I have,
watching you?
I have done that. I had somebody knock on my house.
Me.
I had somebody knock on the door at my house the other day, and I was like really like I was pretty baked. Mm-hmm. And I looked out the window and they looked and I didn't know who it was. I've got a lot like I just moved to this area, but I was like just woke up. I was kind of weirded out and I was like, mm-hmm. I don't want to answer the door. And like I looked out and I like closed the blinds. I was like, I just
okay,
pretend
so
he's not here.
You are aware that you're acting weird.
Oh, absolutely. But I think
that's good that you're aware of
I'm
it.
I'm totally aware. But like, it'd be one thing if that's how my entire day was spent.
Yeah.
It's like there's these small moments where it kind of I'll be like, oh, I'll get freaked out. But for me, I think it's the
you got to see his face.
I'm a silly dude. But for me, I just kind of enjoy the fact like. It kind of puts things in a perspective for me, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe what I should do is take like 2 weeks off and mm-hmm. see how it affects me. Because I took a year off mm-hmm. and it was nice. But I just maybe I think, I don't know, some people you just kind of vibe with it. I like the whole process of it. I like
when you say you took a year off from smoking weed.
Yeah.
And you went back.
Yeah. It was technically forced because I, like I said, I got arrested for having weed. I was speeding and the cop smelled the pot in my car. And
yeah.
I was like, dude, I couldn't really talk myself out of it.
Yeah.
So I had to go through all that and that took a year for that to clear up. But afterwards I kind of started again and I just kind of enjoy it. I just don't do it the way that I used to where
so
I carry it.
So you smoke daily. What time of day when you get home from work, when you get up in the morning?
There was a period where it was like I would wake up in the morning, get my shit situated, like brew a little coffee. Take a shower. Yeah, I'm a coffee dude through and through. And I would then smoke a little bit, mm-hmm. hit the road, and then I'd bring like a little pinner joint with me too mm-hmm. and like smoke half of it and then get weird, like kind of scared. Like it doesn't affect my driving because of how much I smoke. It's not like I'm it's more like just to kind of achieve a homeostasis now when I smoke mm-hmm. because I'm high so much that like I'm high.
You're
right?
Immune.
Yeah, I'm pretty much immune, but I still feel it though. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I'm at a point now where I just wait till I get home and I just kind of chill out. But you know, today was different.
Does your girlfriend smoke?
She does, but not nearly
not like
as much
you.
As me. Okay. Yeah.
Well, you said you're immune, but would you agree that it could be considered a gateway drug?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I maybe. I don't think.
You don't ever have the urge to try other stuff?
I have tried other stuff. Mm-hmm. But
because at some point you would think that the high from just smoking weed is just like. So now would you ever have that desire to want to go to take your high to the next level?
I think that a lot of people have, especially in today's world, like. If you watch movies, if you listen to music, pretty much there's a lot. It's like it's pretty people are doing drugs now, especially in the music community. And I mm-hmm. guess maybe I'm a musician, so I'm prone to listening to that kind of stuff. But like I think it's just more a matter of curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never wanted to try heroin or I've never done any mm-hmm. drugs like that. But I was always interested in like mushrooms and LSD and stuff like that.
Did you hallucinate?
Yeah, there was a couple times where I straight up thought that like the Matrix broke and I was like, I was like, is this shit? I'm like, did the did the programming just crash down? Yeah,
you used to one of these. Like.
Yeah, yeah, I was straight up. Yeah, like dodging those
Mr. Smith your black bullets. Leather coats.
Yeah, I know. I should have had one.
Was that LSD that made
it was. Yeah, okay. Straight
up. Oh, that's a whole nother. That's we gotta whole, talk about
yeah.
LSD.
Yeah, one. Bring me in a month or two. We'll talk some LSD.
Okay, so that's a good point. It can be a gateway drug, and it really does. Yeah. Come down to realistically, the person, I think.
I think it comes down to the person. But yeah, like when you say it out, like when even me trying to like defend it as not a gateway drug, it's like, sure, like most people, especially when they're young, they feel invincible. They're like, okay, I got like, yes, yeah. Getting really stoned. But then there's some older dude that shows up and he's like, yeah, we should, you know, do some other stuff. And then maybe you think like, okay, I can handle weed. I can handle this shit. And that's where it maybe becomes a downward spiral for some folks. But I mean, it's like you got to go through what you got to go through.
I mean, it's
sometimes.
Almost like an alcoholic too. If your personality is addictive, if you're going to start with beer and then you move on to, and you just keep, that's a lot to do with the person.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because there's people who try hardcore drugs and then never touch them again.
Yeah.
I mean, it has a lot to do with like your chemical makeup, you know.
Yep, I agree. So you have to have, you know, some discipline and know what your limits are and how far you want to go. You do have those daring people. They'll try anything.
They'll try it,
I'm not one of them. But I have to, I'm going to regret saying this. I do want to try that brownie.
That's the safest and best way to do it.
I am curious. I was raised a good Christian girl. But I do want to try. I'm just being honest. Mm-hmm. So maybe Henry, you can.
I wish I had my friend April because
that to me would be the way I would want to try.
Well, if you guys ever want to do another one, my neighbor April, she's this really sweet. Like she's a mom. She's got kids. She's really cool. She's like, I think she might even be like, I'm pretty sure she said she was a Muslim. So she's very into her faith and all this stuff, but she like she doesn't really smoke weed. But she was like, "Hey, if you ever have any trimmings from your weed, bring them to me, and I'll make them into butter." And so I gave them to her. Yeah, she made this weed butter for me, and I was like making ramen noodles with it, and like
ramen noodles,
falling asleep with the bowl in my hand and stuff. Like it's awesome.
So weed butter.
So maybe if you want, I actually will be like I owe her some more trim so she can make some more. If you guys ever want to do another one. I'll bring her with me too.
Yeah.
Because I feel like she's cool. She's a little bit older too. So like maybe she'll make you feel a little less like, if you know what I'm saying? Like I'm like some 20-year-old dude. You're like, I don't trust this guy.
No, we trust you.
Okay, cool. But if a mother of two comes in and she's like, I smoke weed, that might make you feel better. So but
butter.
Anyways.
Who would have thought?
There's so much you can do with it.
It's green, too. It's crazy. It looks weird. But it tastes delicious. It just tastes like weed,
kind of. So she's
kinda.
Like the Betty Crocker of weed?
She is like the Betty Crocker of weed, yeah.
I'd like to see what other recipes she has. Some more marijuana facts. Only behind alcohol, caffeine, and tobacco in the United States alone, it is believed that over 100 million Americans have tried cannabis, with 25 million Americans having used it within the past year. That's a lot of people.
It is.
Yeah.
More than we even realize.
So we did talk about some of the medical uses. HIV and AIDS, that's here. I did not know that.
It helps autoimmune stuff.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You did mention chemotherapy. So we have it helps with nausea. Yeah, reduce nausea. Okay, wow.
That is true. Like, especially if you're ever hungover, if the two divas ever drink one too many margarita.
I have.
Yeah, haven't we all? If you ever wake up the next morning and have like that little emergency joint or something, if you take a couple of hits off a joint, especially with a little caffeine, hangover reducer, straight up. Yeah, straight up.
But then I'm high.
Well, it's
maybe
it's
not.
Cool though. It's trust me.
Don't have a hangover, but I'm high. Is that how it works?
There's no hangover from the high though. That essentially means that your only job for the next 2 hours is to binge watch stuff on Netflix and just get cozy. That's what I like about smoking weed. It's just like I get extra cozy. I do it at night now, you know.
Now, see, but you smoke and you go out into the world.
I do
that,
too.
I would be
too.
Afraid to do that.
Well, because you're just not, you just haven't done it as much.
So you really think that the weed doesn't alter your perception when it comes to driving?
No. When it comes to driving, when it comes to general motor skills, I think because I
knew a guy who, from the morning he, minute he woke up, weed all day long.
Yeah.
He drove all day long.
I'm willing to bet.
And he never has had an issue.
Yeah,
I've known this guy over 20 years.
Sounds like a straight
shooter. And I thought he was the biggest weed head I've ever, like, I've almost never known him not to be high. Just all day long with it.
That guy, you should get and that guy in here
and
too.
His life isn't messed up. What's the crazy part, you know?
He's just, like, operating
That's
fine.
How he operates. Like,
that's cool.
It would be abnormal for him.
That's almost where I'm at, where it's like it would almost be abnormal for me. I mean, it wouldn't be, and I'm cool with it, but I definitely notice, like, once I don't start to smoke for a couple days, I start to get, like, irritable or something
really?
Like that.
See, that
yeah.
might be an addiction.
I don't think it's an addiction as much as
you're
a,
irritable without it?
Yeah,
see?
I think
I know somebody that was like that.
Maybe I'm just in denial or something, but yeah.
This is an intervention.
I know, this is an intervention for real, like, Chris, yeah, what's going on here? I forget one of the names of those guys. But
so,
yeah.
So you feel like there's times where a couple days you just start to be a little agitated, and in your mind, I need to smoke.
Sure, yeah.
You don't think that may be an addiction?
It could very
because
well
because your body
very well could
is
be.
Saying, I need that.
Yeah, I think it's just yeah, honestly.
I mean, when I don't drink coffee, I get a headache.
If I wake up
in the morning
yeah.
and I don't, because there is somewhat of an addiction to the caffeine.
And I'll, yeah.
No, it's a real thing.
Yes, it's a withdrawal symptom. Caffeine. Henry,
you know what?
Caffeine
I'm
is
your
more addictive than tobacco.
Really?
The nicotine, yeah.
Is it more addictive?
Whoa.
Probably more addictive than marijuana. Do you think it's more addictive?
I smoke cigarettes, though, too. And, like, that's what I'm trying to kick these days. I just kind of started smoking.
But could you ever imagine, like, your life without coffee?
Yeah,
no.
Honestly,
Henry, you're smoking cigarettes. You have to have your caffeine.
I have to have my coffee and my weed.
My God.
I know, straight up. Believe me, I was thinking about it the other night. I was like, man, I'm living pretty close to the wire these days. And I think it could be a lot worse, but I got a Planet Fitness membership. I got a Black Card. I did it. Like, I'm going tomorrow. And I'm thinking about it. I don't know.
I like that.
Only thing is like, I'm such a fan. I don't know what it is about it. Maybe it's just like I like the counterculture of weed. I more like the counterculture aspect of weed where, like,
okay.
I don't like the people that come at you telling you that weed is going to fix everything in your life and weed is like
or it's going to destroy
or that it's going to destroy your life. I yeah. think it's like a lot of things. It's just it's a choice that like tobacco or caffeine or mm-hmm. alcohol. It's a choice that we should be able to make. And it doesn't. Because, like, I smoked my bong, like right before I came here. So, like, take it from me. And maybe, you know, people don't want to listen to a crazy dude like me. But, like, I think it should just be a choice for the people to make, you know.
It should be.
It shouldn't be.
It's
like,
not hurting.
If you're not
hurting anyone.
Yeah, you shouldn't go to jail for
no.
it. You know what I'm saying? It's
no.
not like meth or if you're not selling
it. Let me
it.
Ask you this. If you had to give up one of those, which would it be?
If I had to give up caffeine,
cigarettes,
I'm giving up
weed.
Cigarettes. Yeah, I want to just be on a coffee and weed and weed tip. I don't need cigarettes
slow
you down.
Did you see that I don't know where this is, but somewhere in the world, I saw a video on Facebook that they make weed infused coffee.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Dude,
that would be
wow.
like heaven for you.
There you go.
I've tried it once.
Two for
oddly
the price
enough,
of one.
Nick, dude, me and Nick,
really?
We made some weed coffee. I know. I fucking miss Nick. I'm hanging out with him tomorrow. I saw him two nights ago. We hang out. Like, he's like
Tell
my best
him
friend.
That.
What do you put it in the coffee percolator?
Yes. No, we didn't put it. We didn't make it with. He's got this crazy like cappuccino maker mm-hmm. thing, and it's a little bit different than it. Like makes single cups of coffee,
uh-huh.
not like a Keurig.
Is it like a French press?
Not a French press, but it's like this. I don't even know what you'd call it. It's got like it's. The title is like French. He's from Greece, so he gets all these mm-hmm. weird like foreign things that I don't know about.
Oh, is it an espresso machine?
Yes, it's an espresso machine. Okay. That's what it is.
Susie said France, because in
yeah.
France, they espresso. Drink little cups of espresso.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it makes these little individual cups, and we put some in there, and like we drank it, and it tasted like weed. It had mm-hmm. this little oil.
Did it taste like coffee at all?
Yeah, it tasted like coffee too. Okay. It was really good though. We liked it.
So
it was
you
fun.
Could if you could combine, would you drink that every morning?
Oh yeah. Really? Oh yeah, totally.
What about a tea? Do you think you could brew it into a tea?
I'm sure you could. Like, I
if
think
you could do coffee, you gotta be able to do
yeah,
tea.
Yeah, I think it's just a matter of the heat. Like, you have to get it hot enough to the point, maybe where I think the only problem with the tea was you'd have to get the water hot enough to activate the THC and like to get into the rest of the water. And I think that's what the espresso machine did because it gets hot, like super.
Oh yeah,
yeah, it gets like
really
super hot.
All right. Well, you know what? I think we're going to probably wrap it up, but I want to go around the table and get everybody's. I think you're a yes. Are you a yes on the legalization of marijuana?
Legalize it.
Tosh.
Yeah. You know what? I'm torn. I'm right on the fence because I do understand the benefits of the people with medical conditions. Mm-hmm. I feel that it should be easy access for them. Mm-hmm. But because I do know somebody, and I didn't talk about this person firsthand, who I saw it killed their finances because of the addiction.
Oh. Yeah.
That's where I'm just like, you know, when you get to a point and you're at a certain age.
But
in life,
you, that could happen with alcohol. I mean, it could happen. It's that person.
It's the addiction and the lack of control.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I feel. So you're on the fence.
I'm on the fence. I'm you know, like Henry, if you want it, you should be able to have it if you're not hurting anybody.
Yeah, I think, you know? maybe you're saying a decriminalized as opposed to completely legalized.
Yeah.
I like that. I agree with that. That would be where my position is too, because I don't want a big company controlling the weed and
what percent.
It's going to happen, obviously.
Gonna happen.
It really is. But like until then, I'm going to enjoy when I can just like, you know some dude who has it. You know, I kind of like I like
you like
that.
Creeping around.
I like creeping
to the
around.
Weed man.
Yeah. Oh yeah. My weed man. My friend.
It's not as fun if you don't have to meet him in a dark alley.
Yeah, I know. I specifically go for that when I go to pick up. I'm like, yeah, man. Let's meet at 3
in the
morning.
How about you, Sarah?
Yeah, I think it should be legalized and decriminalized. I think everyone who's in jail for it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm legalize it, decriminalize it. Let's do something more about it.
Legalize it.
We should write a song.
Yeah.
Come on, you know you and Nick and us, let's get together and do something. I think they should do more about these opioids and this alcohol.
Fentanyl and all that horrifying stuff.
You know, this stuff that's a lot rougher, hurting a lot more people.
Physically.
How about they put a little more attention there?
I do not agree with the people that are sitting in jail right now because of weed. Like,
we're paying for it. It's taxpayer dollars.
Good point.
Yeah. And the prisons are all making money off that, too, which it sucks even worse. And so there's an incentive for them to keep getting more people to come in. So it's like, arrest everybody.
Yeah, it's true. It's
now they do drug testing on the side of the road. All they do is swab your mouth.
Yep.
For weed?
Wow.
Straight up,
weed, opioids, benzos. And the problem with that, too, is like, what if you're prescribed like opioids or benzos? Like, people are prescribed that chronically.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And you can test up to 72 hours. So you could have had a Xanax 3 days ago for your anxiety and test positive.
Well, you have to be able to prove that you have a prescription.
Yeah, you legally
you have to be
it.
Because I was talking about that at employment place.
That's scary.
That's the thing.
What do you do? Just bring the bottle in?
You bring the prescription in. The fact that you were, you know, ordered to take this and it is a prescribed drug for you. As long as you could prove that, you're fine.
That's so scary, though, the fact that you have to, like, take time out of your day and get like paranoid because of you wanted to do something that I don't know. Like
it's invasive,
it's super invasive. That's what's so gross about it.
Yeah. It's unfortunate.
This was an awesome conversation.
It really was. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys for joining us today.
Yeah.
If you'd like to check out more from Two Divas and a Margarita, go to twodivasandamargarita.com and check our website out. We're also on Facebook and we'll be back here next week.
Hopefully.
We'll be back next week. Everybody have a great week. Thank you and take care.